Listen. Check. I started the pod, and that's cool that we all doing what the fuck we do, because that's how we do our shit over here. We know we're near as organized as y'all.
Oh, we started?
Yeah, I started the pod. He said he tired of getting disrespected.
Yo, I'm tired of shit, and I'm ready to call it out right now, okay?
That I cannot hear none of these little horns.
Yeah, I know. I'm tight for you, but look, I'm going to turn my shit on the outside for you. Check.
I can hear everything.
All right, so listen, man.
And also, too, number one, the audience requested some people. No, whoa. They requested, can you please minimize on the violent bomb, please? I said it, people. Yeah, hey, you said fuck
hey,
me.
Hey, listen. Hey, shouts out to everybody that want the bombs to stop. yo, listen. We are fucking finally podcasting together. It's been like a fucking three months that we've been trying to get a hold of y'all. Yo, Johnny, you know what? I didn't forget. And we're not even doing an intro yet. But I'm about to get these niggas these vibes. We got we got the fucking queens in the building.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. I'll meet your supporters halfway, okay? I'm not going to stop.
Oh, I'm the voice of the people. If you don't give a fuck, that's not my problem.
Well, then I guess I said what I needed to say. So listen, I'm about to give y'all these fucking vibes real quick.
Look a little less and less every week.
If you stop listening to us because you don't like the bombs, player. Then you know what? Fuck it. All right, let's get these fucking vibes popping. You know how we do. We're going to turn up to some shit real quick before we get this fucking pod started. But we got some fucking queens in the building. Coffee and Cream Podcast is in the fucking building. If y'all want to throw them headsets on, y'all can. If not, pass that bitch to one of these niggas so they can get these fucking vibes in.
Family shit, yeah, dicks up when I step in the party. Y'all ain't cute when I feel on my body. And if I take them, bitch, I won't say I'm sorry. I do what I want, no report to nobody. I'm a bad bitch, don't let them tell you that I'm average. Ex dude mad cause he can't have it. He think I miss him, don't want him a tab it. If he take a hit of this, I know he addicted. I'm a boss, so he ain't no assistance. I think he like the fact that I'm gifted. I just do me, I don't need no permission. A bad bitch with no morals, I'm saying.
You don't have no shit to get off this week? During the song? Because you was trying to talk through that DMX shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. I have a problem with this flow Millie vibe right now.
What problem?
And the problem I have is like every other week. She looks light on her album. She
looks like, goddamn, this nigga would want to start.
She looks definitely like
why are you? Hold on. I'm trying to play music and you about to start a civil rights movement.
No, and that's the problem I have, though. That they lightened her up on her album.
But they didn't light her up that bad, though.
That's still light.
But they didn't light her up that bad.
She looked like
it could have been just the lighting, the ring light. She was not lightened up to where it's like me and then this.
I was noticeable. It was noticeable because
no, sweetie, we know you're dark skin, but I'm just saying.
You know what? Hey, it's not her issue today. You spicy. Man.
You know
it's
what?
Not you.
I think Flo Millie was trying to say some shit.
All I'm saying is when I saw her music video, I'm like, oh, she's a dark skinned woman? Because I saw
the same thing.
But then when I saw her album before I saw the videos. So I'm like, oh, she's
does
like
she not look how she look on her cover?
No.
I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard her, I thought she was a light skinned girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because just how she raps, I just felt like she that could have just.
You know what's crazy?
Yo,
I'm not,
wait, no,
I'm not
fuck,
a fan
that.
Of boss
fuck
shit.
That. Listen, we gotta do the fucking intros, bro. We didn't intro the fucking podcast. Yo, what's good? It's Dev the Voice. It's the Outrighteous Podcast. You know the fucking vibes. We got some queens in the building with us, and I think that before I let my two grown ass men co-hosts introduce themselves, I think it's only right that y'all introduce yourselves. Never mind, they in the middle of something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They
yeah,
in the middle.
Yo, so go ahead, Bedside.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most versatile last name in the game. Bedside Benson here. Hey, also, too, last week, I fucked up last week, Dev.
You did fuck up.
I fucked up last
and who,
week.
Hey, who called you on it this
week? You did. You right, did call me you. On it. And I thought about it, too, but I was going to let it ride real quick. But you know what I mean? That's what friends, brothers are for. You
that's what
me?
They for.
But justice for Breonna Taylor.
Yeah,
you
big.
Know, also new stuff came out about her like case and everything. They said that she was like alive for a couple minutes,
yeah.
and shit before she died.
Yeah.
And they lied and said that the ambulance they picked her up, but the body was
shit.
There for a minute. So yeah, shit getting real out here in these streets. But fuck all that. And also, too, shout out to all the broke niggas that
that's
was complaining.
Not, no, what the fuck?
No, I'm
I never told you to do all that though. You got your shout outs, but I said, Johnny, don't forget the Breonna Taylor shit.
I didn't say
in here and say, rest in peace, Breonna Taylor. Shout justice for Breonna Taylor and be like, yo, fuck them broke
niggas.
Fuck
the broke niggas.
I never
too.
Told you to say that.
I have
after
to
me.
Remind the broke niggas that were complaining about our audio
Christ.
Sound
go
that
ahead.
You're not fucking, you don't got no money and you're broke.
Oh, but y'all not going to say shit about the bombs on that, though, huh?
Right.
Right, of course not.
Complain about niggas. The bombs and complain about the audio quality in the past. What the fuck you niggas want? The fuck you broke niggas want?
Yo.
Some fucking money, my nigga?
Y'all already know the vibes. What'd you say, Dev? The deepest voice in the
deepest
game.
Deepest fucking voice in the
Don
game.
Don Jones, a.k.a. Baritone Jones here, checking in.
You know what? I'm going to give you.
I don't got shit else to say, though.
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that.
Nigga, I got an idea for this, nigga. We're going to get you a drop. We're going to get you a special drop, nigga.
Let's do it. Listen, are y'all ready? That's funny. All right, hold on. Listen, I got to get a couple more off.
Oh, man, we got to get close to that mic. It's rich nigga mic. You feel me? I got to get a little close.
Listen. I said you just started. We were not prepared.
We wasn't.
Oh, where's y'all? Prepare right now.
We ready.
You supposed to be on call all time.
She said we was hungry.
We was hungry.
Okay. Hey, listen, man. Yo, feed these queens out here, man. What's y'all? Y'all want to do y'all intro? Get y'all shit off, man. Y'all can talk whatever shit y'all want to talk.
Yeah. Hey, girl. It's Ace.
It's Cartel. All
right. That's the last one, I promise.
We will put you on 20-minute timers, man.
I'm glad you actually don't have one of those because you would get annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank God I don't have one. Because
I'm going to let you borrow our shit, bro.
Please don't.
So niggas can understand the power that this bitch.
I know it's amazing. I'm sure.
I'm trying to tell you.
No. Like I would have so many. Like,
see,
ain't nobody got time for that. Like I would hit that button all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I would hit that button.
Mm-mm. You don't need one.
You really don't need one. You already be in the table. Anyway, we are from the Coffee Cream Podcast. We're the darker the coffee,
the bolder the motherfucking brew. So yeah, we're having us. I feel like this has been supposed to happen. Things keep getting canceled, so we finally
here. On your end?
No, that's on. I think that's okay on us. No cap. I think that's on us. I think it's on us. I just didn't tell niggas.
Yo, hold on.
I didn't tell niggas. I didn't tell niggas.
Hold on.
Receipts now. You see how I quiet? Hey, but see, that's
not a group receipt, though. That's not a group receipt.
I tried to get in front of it. When you said, oh, y'all canceled a couple times, like, wait. So now niggas about to pull the receipts out, and I'm going to look bad.
Yeah, strictly you, because them receipts ain't group receipts.
You see Dad don't tell everybody everything, huh?
I swore on everything I told y'all. I told them. Trust me, I told them.
They don't even look like they both lost.
Because you know why? Because they don't have to deal with the shit that I got to deal with. So they could be like, oh, Dev. But listen,
they knew.
Mm-hmm. Y'all in the fucking house today. We appreciate y'all coming through. We just
in the building.
Yeah, we just did Joe shit. And shouts out to y'all for the episode. What is that, like episode 35? Was that 35? Yeah.
It was a great episode, too.
Yeah, that shit was fire. As soon as we finished that shit too, I was like, yo, we need to get them to our shit ASAP. And so they in the fucking house. Yeah, so make sure y'all follow them. Make sure y'all fucking support them. Without further ado, do you have any shout outs? Cause we never really put respect on.
We do that shit on the end though.
Yeah, but we never really put respect on your shout outs. And I want to make sure niggas respect your shout outs.
My shout outs happen at the end.
All right. Well, I know. Yeah. You about to get your, do y'all have shout outs that y'all want to get off?
I just want to shout out to my mother. No, I'm just.
I was about to say.
My mommy.
Y'all about to say. Damn.
Hi, mommy.
Let me clean it up this week, man. big shouts out to everybody that support us. Without further fucking ado, man, let's get into some of these fucking topics. So,
turn up.
We want to start. It's been a lot of shit that's happened as far as in celeb news, man. And I real quick, Ross or 2 Chainz in his verses before
I'm
we go.
Ross. I'm going Ross.
Don, who you got? Ross or 2 Chainz?
You about to get disrespectful.
Probably Ross, man.
Oh, thank you. I'm about to
ladies, who y'all got?
And because I am who I am, 2 Chainz.
I fuck with that. I love it. I'm glad somebody's different bangers. On this podcast, you know, man.
Titty Boy got bangers. 2 Chainz, he got bangers, but ain't Titty Boy bangers.
But then he's going to use Titty Boy shit, too.
Okay. I'll test you real quick to see what type of fan you was.
If he pull those out, and if he doesn't, he'd be an idiot. So then, yeah, I get that. But I really feel like 2 Chainz has bangers. And even features. You can't do features.
You can't?
Listen, it's not DJ Khaled vibe.
Oh, but okay, without him, he still has some classical bangers.
Right.
So what was that? What was it? The Usher and was it Chris Brown?
There is no battle between that.
Oh, they didn't do that.
Chris Brown said what he said.
No, I didn't see what he said. That's why, you know, look, you got y'all still. Got
Yo, we got like 2 minutes on this versus shit too. So make sure y'all get y'all shit all the way off your chest.
I'm gonna ride with that. Dev, I'm not even gonna do it. Yeah, she tried to bait a nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that?
Try to bait a nigga.
Chris Brown said what he said. I'm like, what? I'm like, snatch that shit off her head.
we gotta pack this podcast.
Somebody explain to me what was said.
Wait, did you get your shit off about Rick Ross and 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz is my ratchet baby daddy, so I'm gonna support him no matter what. But honestly, like, I really think Rick Ross is gonna win.
Let me find out.
So that's just how I feel.
Thank
it's
you.
Kinda hard
all out here claiming 2 Chainz. But ain't claiming y'all real BDs.
Wow.
I feel like that's I think it's gonna be a great verse.
It's gonna be good. Yeah. I'm not gonna watch it though, but it's gonna be good.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna watch it.
I don't watch it.
I got this is the thing, man. Verses is this is the thing, and I'm gonna make this shit real quick.
Turn up.
Sometimes niggas get caught up on who's the better artist in verses, and that's not always what wins you the verses.
No,
because Fab got killed against Jadakiss. And definitely. I personally knew Kiss was going to kill him, but people was like, oh, Fab about the light. He got more hits.
Yeah.
So Chainz might fuck around and win off the strength of the
Chainz don't got a classic album yet.
Nah, but his impact, though.
We got Teflon Don. Teflon Don can go any hit that 2 Chainz got, for real. Want to keep it GD, you got
nigga,
deeper than
that
rap.
Whole,
you got Trilla, you got Port of Miami. You said 2 minutes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, 2 minutes. I'm just saying, this is the thing. Nah, this is the thing. I fuck with Ross heavy. I'm just saying, as far as verses goes, I seen niggas who were better rappers or better talents lose to niggas who was like,
so you said
who
like
were
the
great.
Fab and Jadakiss.
Yeah, like the Fab Jada shit. Who was it? Was it 112? Well, nah, niggas knew 112.
So you gonna sit here and say based on a true story, it's not.
She not Teflon Don.
And she did the homework.
Teflon Don's classy.
She went to the lab.
Nah, wait, hold on. No.
Based
are
on
you,
a true story?
Wait, hold on. Are you hip to Teflon Don, though? See, that's that's why, though.
You gotta
get hip to Teflon Don. I'm talking nigga Hov giving out
that
jewelry
that
and that.
I'm telling you, that production from song one to the end is ridiculous.
Okay, moving fucking on about celebrities, man. this Meg Thee Stallion shit. Now, I'm not going to hold you. I'm glad we waited until a little bit later to talk about this shit because we would have, I know us, we had to get the facts and two niggas would have tried to get a couple jokes off before realizing how serious the situation was.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so with this, yo, hand him that pizza box. Hey, check. Hand him that pepperoni pizza box. They want some more.
She eating the swan.
Hey, Cartel whispered the A. She said, "Ask for me."
She said,
"Give me two slices."
Can you go in and ask if I can have some more? This fucking, look, Sam, I know the fucking vibes. I respect them. Listen, this fucking Meg Thee Stallion shit has went to a whole new level. At first, people was getting jokes off about Tory Lanez potentially shooting Meg Thee Stallion. And that shit, when it first hit Twitter, the memes were like fucking hilarious. I'm not going to hold you.
On God.
They was fucking hilarious. And so then Meg came out recently on Instagram Live. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's a fact. So where do y'all, like, we all know that the supposed story is that Tory Lanez either was shooting and fucking around and hit Meg or was shooting at Meg.
If she hit the abdomen by accident, that's why I know nigga trying to shoot somebody. But the foot, what the fuck you trying to shoot, a spider in the car?
Right. Like niggas was playing the hide and seek warm up game. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
No, but I heard a rumor that Meg was hitting on him.
Get the fuck out of here. Just, Tory not shooting Meg.
No. Meg is 5'11". Tory's 5'2".
No, nigga.
They said he was fucking around, she was hitting him.
No. She was hitting him like physically?
She was hitting him physically.
She been like you. She was fucking. They was fucking.
That's what I thought, too.
She went on live, and she said she wasn't
okay, I didn't watch her live, so I wouldn't know exactly, but I'm just saying what
I
heard.
And also, too, I'm an avid man of using your pistol, but in close quarter combat and a whip, my
hey,
nigga.
You know, some niggas can't get a gun because when some niggas get a gun, they turn into the highest classified fucking FBI and military agent. This
John
nigga
Wick
talk about
quick.
Some close quarters combat just really isn't the situation that I would use. Like, nigga, god damn. This shit opens up a real question that I saw on Twitter, man, about everybody really laughing at Meg for potentially getting shot, because originally we did think it was glass in her foot, and we were getting jokes off about Tori as well. But this shit opens up a little bit more convo, especially when she was talking about how she lost both her parents. Yo, I want to know this, and this shit is low-key off the top. Niggas is potting right now. Do we not take celeb serious even in the slightest bit? Because for a nigga to tell you, like, if I call one of y'all right now, I was like, yo, niggas was just shooting at my feet. You'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Niggas was shooting at you.
And niggas gotta die.
Right.
Do we take celeb serious?
See, what wasn't funny was the fact that people were making fun of the fact that she got shot.
Right.
The Tory Lane jokes about him being short after they came out with his whole thing, that was funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you short as fuck.
Niggas stood up and swear was right. Still
I mean, I'm going to just put a devil's advocate real quick early. Damn, nigga. Like, you know, people really like.
Hey, we're 15 minutes in and he's digging in his bag
early.
Already.
Let's get in the bag real quick.
yeah.
So, you know, people, if she'd got shot in the body, we'd have had a different conversation. Wouldn't be no memes. But it's the foot.
You think she got shot in the body? Them jokes when it got off?
No, I don't think.
Niggas not getting jokes off about man getting shot in the body.
Nigga, please. You ain't been in the depths of Black Twitter. Shit.
It still would have been some memes.
Yeah.
It still would have, just because the height difference, that's really what the core is going to be funny, the height difference. What the fuck was you doing to him? How the fuck he do it? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always.
I mean, she is
5'11".
He 5'2". That is.
Yo, hey, hold on, man. Just hold the fuck up. Let me talk my short shit real quick, man. Fuck you, nigga. You should have said keep it brief. It would have made for a better joke. Listen, as a 5'5" nigga, Tori's 5'2". Is that what you telling me?
Not 5'2".
Hold on, okay. This is Don's podcast. Hold on. You cannot tell that Don that he's wrong on his podcast. So Tori has reportedly come in at 5'2".
Weighing in
at 120. And I'm not as small as that, but a nigga is coming in like a briefcase size.
We just went to Google. And his height is 5'3".
Fuck, yes, let's go. Three. Hey, I'm still taller than that nigga. Yo, I was panicking when he...
Hey, this nigga carry on size.
5 foot, 3 inches.
I knew he was at least like 5'2", 5'3".
I thought he was like 5'5".
God, no, you wanted to use 5'5".
Right, you wanted him to be 5'5".
Like a nigga like
is
myself.
Is 5'5" your limit?
Huh?
Is 5'5" your limit?
5'5" my limit?
Yeah, what's the height limit?
No, 5'7" is my limit.
Wow. I don't have a sound effect for that. I was looking for that one. Yeah.
You gotta really like...
Wow. Wow.
I'm just being honest. Because I'm probably
going to
talk shit.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So did y'all ever watch Girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh, when it was on UPN?
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking vibes.
Oldest
nigga.
Son.
Remember how Tony was?
Remember
how Tony was?
Yeah, yeah.
End up marrying
the white dude, short Jewish dude, and they were fucking happy.
But
for like one season they were.
All the time. She made jokes about him all
that's
the time.
That's on Tony, though.
No, and he took him, and he made jokes about her. So if you a short nigga, you could take it. I'm sure you could get a chance.
Listen, this is the thing. As a short nigga, because I've been in this position before, okay? As a short nigga.
I feel you. Talk your shit.
You got to act like that shit don't faze you. Like, when niggas. Nigga. How tall is Johnny?
I'm like 5'11 on a hot day.
Yeah, I was going to say, that nigga's definitely not 6 feet tall.
5'10", like, between, like, you know. As a
short nigga, you got it like I did before. Get in front of shit before it happens, okay? So if niggas is about to start roasting you about your height, you instantly got to get on a nigga. Like, bitch, I know you ain't talking.
On God.
Like, you could tell by a nigga breathing.
On God.
Yo. Niggas is about to start.
The roast crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
yo.
Look at nigga before you even open his mouth, say a vow.
Short like, niggas.
Come on now, play. Don't do this.
I'm telling you right now, get in front of shit and make sure that you love on your girl if she taller than you, because if you don't, niggas, like, she can't be unhappy. If you shorter than your girl, do not leave her unhappy.
My mother is 5'11", and my dad, no, my mother 5'10". I'm on my 5'10". She's like 5'10", 5'11". She tall as fuck.
Yeah.
And my dad is 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
Distance, they look like the same on
no,
a distance.
No.
Nah, she
no.
throw them. She throw them heels
show you
on.
Some pictures. No. I'm gonna show you some pictures.
She throw them heels on. It's a different ball game.
Oh yeah.
Even if she don't have on heels.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like all legs. She's tall.
Yeah. All leg. Oh yeah, the legs.
She's tall, and her daddy is short.
I know somebody that's low key. Like, he should be like 5'10", 5'9", but his neck make him 6 feet though. Shout out to my boy Alon. Shots my boy.
Hey, that's fucked up. But I know who you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yo, listen, man. Can we get fucking back on topic? We always.
My bad. Oh, yo. But look, this is where I heard the story happened, though.
What's up?
I heard that Tori was flirting with Kylie and shit. You feel me? Trying to get them Kardashian cheeks. And I said, that's a good investment, too. It's a good investment. It's worked out for Tyga, worked out for Kanye, and it worked out for Travis Scott. Right.
Did it work out for Kanye?
He got some money.
He got that gap deal. He got that gap deal.
No. He been had money, but he got a new bag. You can have money, but a new bag.
I get that.
You feel me? Yeah. It worked for Travis.
And it worked for
Black China too, but we ain't gonna say nothing.
Wait. That shit
it worked for
changed
her too.
The Black China.
Right. Oh God. So I'm telling you, if I have an opportunity to fuck a Kardashian, I'm doing it. You feel me?
So, nah, you can't just fuck though. You got a wife. It's a lot of niggas that just fucked and they're like, oh, okay.
I'm ejaculating and getting a child. Consent me though.
Good job.
You feel me?
Good job.
You clean that shit up. Put the mop on the floor.
Hey, I was reaching for the bomb and he didn't say it. And I was like, Donnie.
I don't know if consent is even a word. Is consent a word? Don't care. Tori was flirting with Kylie. You feel me?
Yeah.
Meg was like, nigga, hot, you know, she came in her hot girl mode. You feel me? She charged up real quick. I guess in the whip, they was arguing anything. Shit led to another. Then one of the pickies got blown off. So that's what happened.
You sick for still trying to get your jokes off.
I heard a different story.
I peeped that shit.
Why is it five different stories? What you hear?
Shout out to the cigar. No, go ahead.
Let me find out niggas work for the Shade Room. Should I say what I heard?
Rap radar and shit.
I heard a different story that supposedly.
You got the scoop?
They were in the car and somebody had called Meg on FaceTime. Another short nigga. I'm not gonna say his name.
Oh wait, hold on. So you telling me? Like, wait, hold on. So Meg could date short niggas, but you won't date short niggas. I'm clearly,
no. I've dated short niggas. I've dated them.
We
should
discriminate.
I don't discriminate, but if you short, you have to come like correct. Like you're short. You
can't leave her unhappy, nigga. Like,
yeah.
How about you short?
The last nigga that ghosted me was short. Fuck that nigga.
You know, I'm about to be rude.
I'm about to be real rude.
But keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
But to you though. Somebody FaceTimed her and basically was saying like, let me eat it again or some shit like that. And Tori heard it.
Yo, where do y'all be finding these detailed ass
stories? Hey, no, I'm telling you. Hold on.
Like, that was a detailed ass story. Like, she was there. Like, Meg sent her the text like, yo, like, girl, let me tell you.
Hey, but no shit. Real shit, though. That shit would have had me pissed, bro. Yo, if I'm Tori, I'm like.
No cap. I don't answer FaceTimes.
Period.
I don't answer FaceTimes. When I'm in front of people, no. Because niggas like this. I was with homeboy. We was kicking it, shit, with a whole group of people. Answer the FaceTime. White shorty was like this. Oh, you with your other bitches?
Oh.
When you trying to come over socket? I said, yo. Wait, I said, my mans, yo.
Wait. All the black shit we talked. What was a white woman doing calling you?
No. The homeboy.
Oh.
Stop it. More shit to get to the bottom of. You be trying to swim. I hate you.
What's up? Yep. What mic are they for?
She said, turn my vocals up. On the rap. Turn my vocals up real quick. But you probably got to talk more into it because it only picks dynamic, man.
I couldn't really hear her.
Can you hear now?
Yeah. Cool, now I can hear. I couldn't hear her, though.
Either. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, yeah. Niggas got that type of tech now where niggas just...
You turn the niggas' mics up.
Yo, shit, I turned your shit up way too high. God damn. You was in my left ear with that shit. So, with the Tory shit, somebody might have hit him and said, let me eat that shit. And Tori flipped out. I don't condone him shooting at Meg, which I'm not completely sure if that's what the fuck happened. But I would have flipped the fuck out.
What do you mean?
Somebody.
What else do you think happened?
No. That's what I wanted to say on that shit. If people are saying that somebody FaceTimed her and said that they want to eat it again and he resorted to that shit, then that's probably what the fuck happened. Because some niggas would lose their fucking temper and lose their whole hookup over some shit.
So
like,
would you
that.
Say shooter man toes? Complex though? To shoot
that fuck around it might be. But this is the thing though. I'm telling you, as a short nigga, I'm not resorting to it.
But I think what he did was, I don't think he really like pointed the gun at her foot and shot her, but I think he grabbed a pistol and told her like, I'm the wrong nigga to play with. You feel me? He pulled the
Yo, that nigga Don't was play. On. If he did that shit, he had to be on coke.
But you could tell he didn't take a CCW class. But if you know, you'll keep your
finger. Look, yo, yo, hey,
101.
Hey, one time for the niggas who took their shit. Because clearly niggas not gonna stop talking about it until they get their shit off, right?
Oh God.
Yo, okay. Moving on, let's talk about some fucking current events, man, because we do have some topics too that we want to get into today.
Yeah, educate you niggas.
Yeah, we gotta educate y'all real quick. let's fucking start here. Let's fucking start right here. So listen, the first 2020 presidential debate will be in September, Cleveland.
A case.
Case Western. Fucking Western Reserve. Okay, maybe. Because I want people to show up for that. I want people to show up for that. I think it's important. No. Listen, I'm gonna
go off with you, but go ahead.
All right, go ahead. This is what I'm gonna say. For people to be as involved as possible this time around, that shit is pivotal. Pivotal. So there cannot be any opportunity. If there's an opportunity for you to get more information, get that shit. I don't give a fuck who's giving that shit, but you need to get that shit and then do what you need to do with it, because too many niggas is relying on other niggas to give them that info. Quote unquote, the niggas who listen.
All I will say is this, and this might be a more personal thing because I know a lot of history when it comes to case and it comes to African Americans.
Right.
And shit like that. And I don't hate to get my fucking Greek bag, but shit, like my chapter came out of case and it's a lot of shit that happens at case that niggas don't know that's black history at case and they never talk about that shit.
Right.
So for it to be a university that, in a sense, a lot of people came out that university when they went there and did black history and shit like that, all the other shit, like, that's just like low-key a slap in the face, and they don't treat the African-American students well at all. Yeah. So, like, just even just knowing that someone like that is coming there, and I don't know. I ain't fucking with it for real. Now, if it's somewhere else, yeah, but not Case. Mm-hmm. But Case always trying to get that fucking
bingo.
Bag.
So, of course, growing up in Cleveland, that's what everybody talk about. Case this, Case that. It's an amazing school.
Go there, become a doctor.
Yeah, so I went there to get my master's degree. And
Wait.
That's a bomb. It was one of the most challenging experiences I had because I was coming from an HBCU, Alabama State University in Montgomery.
That's real
sorry
shit.
About that.
she wrote their set. She said, yeah, no. Yeah, nigga.
I love my HBCU. I love my HBCU to the death of me. But it was a very tough experience to go to. So real quick, I had a class and I was friends with two other African-American girls that were there. Shout out to Keela and Danielle. And one day during like a break in the class, because, you know, classes like 2 hours sometimes. So my friend and I, we went down to the cafe to get something. When I came back, my friend was crying. And I'm like, girl, what's wrong? Like, what? I just left you. She's like, the teacher just walked up to me and he kept all semester long handing us the wrong paper. So of course, like the first couple of, you know, weeks, okay, I get it. But it's literally the middle to the end of semester. You should know who we are by now. Mm-hmm. He told her, well, if y'all were stop changing y'all hair so much, I would know who y'all are.
That's a lawsuit. That is a paycheck.
And we talked to teachers, we talked to administrators, we talked to everybody, and nobody did anything. On the last day of class, he thought that him sitting there in front of the whole class crying, saying how, you know, he apologized and this is something that he always struggled with and he can't get people's names right and all this other kind of stuff. It was just bullshit. And I was sent to an internship that they had multiple reports of that it was bad, and that internship fucked me up mentally because they played like they did me really, really bad, and you needed an internship to actually be in the program. Mm-hmm. So they knew it was a bad internship before I went there, and they still sent me there, and everything happens for a reason. You know, God put you in places and remove you, but I really didn't have to go through that experience had they stayed on top of what they were doing and listened to their students. So I had a really, really rough time at Case, and I only did a year and a semester.
I really don't fuck with Case. They gentrify the fucking neighborhoods and shit.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Way parking, that's the hood, and they gentrify the fuck out of that. People buy property up over there and charge students like $7 a room to rent. Also, too, there's no monuments that in Case at all that honor like black students that came out of Case. From just like, even let's talk about Garrett Morgan that came out of Case, that van, that's the traffic light, the gas mask. And I got stories to tell you, not for today, but stories to tell, like, yo, he invented those inventions while he was attending Case,
right?
And there's nothing there that like honors that man. So and I feel it with the knowledge and shit, but just for Case to be so like trying to get the bag so much, you feel me? And I understand you in university trying to get the white bag, cool. You the Ivy League of the fucking the Midwest. It's all good. However, too, it's just like,
no. Yeah, it's full of shit. And it's
fuck them.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't. What she was about to say is.
No, I pass my candy.
Yeah. Yo, but that shit. See, I'm not hip to all of that shit. So with in those situations, I don't think niggas is wrong for feeling some type of way. I just want to make sure that niggas is understanding how serious the, if they didn't take don't this shit serious last time, then they need to really take this shit serious.
I'm trying to get my tickets like it's a Jay-Z concert. I'm trying to get my ticket there though, because if my black ass get in that bitch, oh,
niggas
gonna kick my ass out.
Niggas gonna be in that bitch following all the rules. Fuck out of
here. I'm like, yeah.
Nigga in that bitch like, I'm sorry, officer. Would you ask me to do this?
Yeah. I'll sit down.
No problem.
Yeah. I'll stay quiet. Yeah.
Do you need this group to leave? Okay.
Fuck Biden and Trump shirt on.
Yo. Also, in some fucking political news in our current event shit.
Talk to him.
Okay. So this shit is low-key big because this shit might change everything. And I want to know where niggas stand with this shit. And we might have to sit on this for a second, too, because this shit could go either way. So recently the government has announced, and the World Health Organization actually announced that they are in phase 3. Is it 3? I'm checking with my correspondents. It's phase 3.
We won't say it.
Phase 3, my correspondents.
Oh, yeah, pause 2. And the U.S. is leaving the World Health Organization, too.
Yeah,
keep going, though. Facts. I'm sorry. Just let your niggas know.
Yeah. But the World Health Organization announced today, or not today, but yesterday or today, between the 2 days, that they are in phase 3 of a COVID-19 vaccine. Are niggas getting vaccinated? After all the, what's up? Why just no though? Or don't be on some whole, like, if you're going to be on some Hotep shit, get in your bag with that shit.
No,
just be like, no.
That's that whole thing. I don't, girl. I don't even like that
word. You don't fuck with Forex niggas or Hotep niggas on this podcast. Just letting y'all know.
Okay, no, I'm just not going to get it because I feel like that's like getting a flu shot. I don't need to get it. This virus, yes, we should take it seriously, but I feel like it's never gonna really go away. So for me to get a test, or a vaccine or whatever for it, it's not gonna do anything but basically inject me with the virus. That's how I look at it. Because that's what the flu shot does. It injects you with the virus for your body to.
And people get fucking sick.
Yeah, people get sick from the flu shot. Unless my job makes it mandatory, and if they make the COVID vaccine mandatory, I'm just gonna quit. Because you can't make me get that test if I don't want to.
So is it the same way? As maybe, so are you saying that maybe you won't get it because the symptoms? I mean, yeah, you can die. But
it's basically like hyped up pneumonia.
I feel you, but I'm saying like it's not, the disease is not severe. Right. Like, you'd be stupid to say you're not getting a polio vaccine. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you getting like other
vaccines. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like the fact that is, I ain't trying to be crippled and shit over a fucking virus, but since it's COVID, I could survive. If I get it, I can survive that. That's the vibe.
But okay, so explain that to me though, because if you feel like you could survive it if you get it, why not just get the vaccine so your chances, quote unquote, lessen of getting it if you can survive it?
Because
we just want
these injects with syphilis.
I'm
back
really
in the
just
day,
not doing it, and it's just kind of that on that. Like I don't really have a deep medical reasoning for you.
Niggas not gonna have a seizure.
I don't get the flu shot.
Yeah,
you're not getting the COVID shot.
I mean, the only time I got, I'm just not.
The only time I got the flu shot was because the last two jobs I had, one I worked in the hospital, and then for some reason now, the job I have now is an insurance company, we have to get it too, which is weird, I don't know, but fine, I'll get the flu shot. But if you're trying to make, they asked us before if we wanted to get the testing done, it was a free testing at our job, and I said no. And the one lady was, somebody asked her if she was going to get it, and she kind of didn't want to answer it. I'm like, lady, if you don't just say no, am I getting that test?
Well, I could see if you wanted to use me as the guinea pig. I won't be the guinea pig.
I need phase 5.
I'm not going
to
be.
Wait,
yes.
So what do you mean you could see if they wanted to use you as the guinea pig?
No, I'm saying I'd say no if they don't want me to be the if they want me to be the guinea pig. I'm not going to be the guinea pig.
Six-figure check?
Now, huh?
Six-figure check?
Hey.
Right,
I'm lying.
Right.
Hey, look.
I've seen, Johnny, I've seen niggas sell plasma for less.
Hey, look. What crazy is? Hey, look, they straight stopped doing that, too. They're talking about you get a gift card.
Trying to tell you, I see niggas sell blood for Chipotle.
For people, at least, you know, once again, correct me if I'm wrong. People who went to go do the COVID joint, they were only getting paid. I think they were getting paid like 1,500, 2 bands, something like that.
Niggas,
so it's like that's not Damn, nigga, pause. Hey, no, hey, look, we good.
Niggas pausing.
This nigga pausing. Don't pause for the jobs.
Don't pause for the meat.
Go ahead, you know, pull up, nigga. Do what you do.
Don't pause for the meat.
Go ahead, man. You the goat.
Not the meat.
So yeah, I'm not going to get the initial joint. I might get, you know, like Johnny said, I might get phase five.
That shit nasty.
Whoa, wait, who bought that shit? Wait, hold on. Who bought that shit? Yo, son, get this nigga out of here.
No. Did I hype it up when I came in here? No, I told y'all.
It's nasty, but I'm
sorry, guys. I apologize.
It's okay, because I got you the good stuff, so it's okay.
Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate you.
Hey, wait, y'all like the pizza, though? Because you know who bought that shit?
The Marcos is straight.
Hell yeah, the pizza was good as fuck. I love Marcos.
And then whoever had the chocolate here, thank you.
Shouts out to Dev. Shouts out to me.
See, we gotta come with a full spread next time. We thought he was coming live.
Nigga said, Subway.
We gotta come ready for the spread.
Subway crafted.
We gotta come catered.
Wait, wasn't niggas talking about Greek Town? That's what we need to. On
y'all
that
was
shit?
Actually supposed to cook, but let's go back to the topic at hand. Yeah.
Facts. So about this COVID shit.
You know what? We're gonna ask in the episode. I'm gonna save it. I'm building their points up.
But no, so I get the flu shot on and off, honestly. I only get the flu shot when I think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, if I think about it, my job gives it to me for free. If I think about it, okay, give me the shot. But, like, COVID, that's a little different. I've had a lot of family members down south, like, get COVID. Like, I got two cousins right now who got it right now. Mm-hmm. So, that's when I ain't going to
really
play
with. Would you give it to your kids?
You said what?
Would you give it to your kids?
The vaccine to my kids?
Yeah, if you had a child.
Ooh. But that's that's the thing, though. That's the thing, though. Like, you can't necessarily speak on that unless you've had it yourself.
I have taken vaccines to go out of the country. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I did that, one, because it's required. And two, I'm in a different foreign land, righteously. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know nothing. My body not used to that. You know what I'm saying? Even the water, like, my face will break out. So, like, I'm not used to that environment, the weather, the air, all of that. So, yeah, I'm going to take these vaccines because this is a completely different place and my body might, you know, can't handle that. I don't necessarily feel that way about, like, the flu or a cold or something. Like, so right. I live here. I feel like, I don't know. I'm just not really, I just don't trust the U.S. government. So anything that they shooting in my body, I really have to look up vaccines for kids, because when I do have kids, I do want my kids to be safe. I don't want nothing to happen to them. But are those vaccines really good for kids? Like, it's a lot of questions. It's a lot of stuff that we don't know as Black people, that they don't teach us. Like, they don't even treat us right when we go to the doctors. There's so many horrifying stories. Ooh. Things have even happened to me. So I just have to do way more research. So let me get back to you on that.
Okay. I respect that shit. Let me ask you this. So if you got to take that bitch to travel somewhere else, would you take it?
Yeah, the fuck is.
Yeah.
I mean, I already bought my ticket, so I'm gonna get
it. Oh, fuck it.
If Spirit email niggas back like you can't get on without the COVID vaccine.
Sometimes, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. If it come on a COVID vaccine and I need to get it, if it's my time, it's my time.
Listen,
it's not even about you dying. It's more so just about
not knowing about some shit that's going in you. I respect that shit. I'm gonna keep it a bean. If for some reason I have to get that bitch, I'm not gonna be the nigga that's too. Like, nah, I'm not getting that shit. Like, because the only reason niggas really get their flu shot, like Don said, is when niggas' jobs ask them to get the fucking flu shot.
But you know what, though? Like, and sometimes they put you in kind of corners and situations, like, with your child. Like, your child can go to school.
Mm-hmm. But you need your vaccine.
You feel me? And then, you can go to the non-vaccine schools. I don't know. And then, imagine a Black kid trying to go to that. Like, I can't find, I don't know nothing in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, just like, they put you in predicaments where you have to get the shit. And you have to pay for it.
Very true.
The thing that's so scary about this COVID shit, though, is that, like, these niggas is really playing stupid as fuck about everything. And I truly don't think that they as dumb as they plan. And so, like, even with them forcing kids to go back to school, or even with them creating options for kids to do online classing or go back to school, like, that shit really does not work for a student, for most students. Like, that shit really only works for ideal students. But for most students who need guidance, who need that extra step, that shit is whack as fuck. Especially because not even if teachers are meeting with students over Zoom or whatever digital thing they want to use, I literally seen this distance learning shit break students apart because of their living situations.
Right.
And so I understand when they can say, like, no, I'm not trusting the government about this shit, because the government, as always, and as we already know, has they have like a fucking target market of everybody who they make they fucking calls for. And we, for a lot of us, we're not a part of that fucking target market. And for, and I, when I say us, I don't even just mean black people. I mean, for a lot of people, they not a part of that target market. So when it comes to this and putting this COVID shit inside of us or getting this vaccine shit, if them niggas do some real fuck, like I, this shit might sound crazy, but if they do that shit in another country first, I'll be cool with that shit before they do that shit.
I'm not even vibing with the whole, like, not even how the COVID shit going on, but just even like little shit, like how the NBA players are getting tested like 4 or 5 times a week and getting results, shit like that. But yeah, then, like, I knew somebody that had COVID, bro, and they knew they didn't test positive until it was done because they took CVS, whatever, to get this results like 2 weeks later. And this shit, by the time he, you know, went through the whole boom boom, the nigga done. He said, you had COVID. Mm. Like, motherfucker, I knew shit. Yeah.
That's what that, yeah, who was that black lady? Was she a mayor or a senator or somebody? But she was saying how they needed to get National Guards out because she said by the time that I think it was her son or daughter had it.
Oh, from Atlanta?
Yeah, and by the time she got her test results back, she said, and then everybody had it because we were waiting to see if they had it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's definitely fucked up.
I need them Asian vibes.
But I mean, it's fucked, but you got to, like, really think about it because it was kind of like what Dev was saying. The reason why NBA is able to get their results back fast is because they're paying for that shit.
Right.
They're getting the money. Of course, they already have the money for that shit, but now that they're back on TV, they're getting all that shit because now niggas, they're not really showing shit on ESPN, so you got to get them the next channel. So you got to go get your demand and shit, pay that extra $12 and all that shit.
But what's fucked up, what I'm saying, like, I understand everything because you know me, I'm a nigga by a dollar, so I understand all that shit. But what I'm saying is, like, what I'm saying is the fact that we know it can happen faster. We know, like, I want the Asian vibes. I want niggas to literally tell you to just stay in your fucking house from these times. Yo, you gotta spray this whole street down.
Hong Kong just made it. If it's more than just two people, that shit is considered gathering.
Oh God, they were spraying the fucking if you got a fresh coat of paint in your house, fuck you, nigga.
There was a teacher. She did a little interview and she basically said she said we start writing our wheels.
Yeah,
that's how they feel. God. Like, that's how scared they are. Because
kids
do not
give a fuck.
That's what I'm trying to, like, I don't get
Miss,
that. Like, what make you think
Miss
kids
Thomas,
are going to
socialize? Yeah,
nigga
said, I don't give a fuck. Miss Thomas. I don't give a fuck, Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson, I'm not sick, though.
Yeah.
I'm not coughing or nothing, Miss Johnson.
Niggas really getting cooties out here, though.
And then that's the thing. They're going back and forth. So what if one of their parents have it or some, you know what I'm saying?
Substitute teachers, nigga, administration, bus driver, because these bus drivers work at different type of schools, mm-hmm. and they still doing those, like, you know, auto tech and shit. They go from, it's just a lot going on.
This is the thing, man. I was talking to
talk to me.
The Ohio Health Department, somebody from the Ohio Health Department, because I work with kids, so I needed to have some questions answered for myself. And even if children are asymptomatic, they still sending them to school. It's like that.
So if I'm asymptomatic,
you're supposed to wear your mask and call it a day.
But you know, CMSD just announced like maybe like a week ago
that they shit is 9 weeks. Unless they really make some fucking way on this vaccine, that 9 weeks ain't shit. Because remember, we was only supposed to be in quarantine for like a month, and this been
that shit gonna extend it.
But Sir Pat, just sorry to take a break with the COVID.
No, go ahead.
Can you imagine being 14, like excited to go to high school, about to start, or just your senior year? You about to turn the fuck up. You about to do. People were not able to graduate. People didn't go to prom. Like, I couldn't imagine, because I know going to high school, that's a milestone. What? We in this bitch? We going to different classes? You know what I'm saying? We going to different classes now? Like, mm-hmm. What?
She's
we
got to take me back.
We got lunch with the seniors. Like, come on now. And that's not happening.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. High school fucking sucks. But I can say that because I lived it. To not be able to say, like, oh, I didn't even get to go to high school.
Bruh. Like, even the shit like prom, oh, I'd have been sick as fuck if you told me I couldn't go to. Yeah, especially, no. Nigga, what? Nigga, I ain't, I'm going to keep not it a bean. Like, a lot of niggas in my family didn't graduate. So I was like, nah, nigga, I'm going to graduation.
No, I ain't never seen flyer niggas. Yeah. I've seen niggas be flyer at a lineup in Cleveland in the fucking Rock Nation brunch. Yes. Them niggas fly, but I nigga, also, I don't feel, I mean, I feel sorry for them niggas, and I from like a, maybe a social aspect, but I do feel sorry for them kids at between ages of 5 and like 8 or like 4 and 8 with those golden years of learning your like reading skills and shit like that. Because they say if you don't really get a good grasp on reading and like language arts and shit during that gap when your brain develops so fast, it's going to be really hard for you to learn how to read. Right. After that age, real talk is straight like that. So, let's see how this plays out.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was gonna say,
no, but it's your podcast today.
Yeah. I was gonna say, and to because I've worked with them, and to those kids that are at home being abused, parents don't want them there. That their 8 hours was to get their meal, to get away from that abuse, to be around their friends. They're not gonna be social. They probably and that I think that's what really fucks me up the most is that kids are at home with fucked up bitch ass parents that are putting their hands on them or not feeding them and they were able. Like if you watch the Gabriel Hernandez story on Netflix, his getaway was school. His teacher was his friend because he didn't have that at home. Yeah. So could you imagine like a kid right now is going through that? And that's probably one of the biggest thing that fucked me up is I know. Without a shadow of a doubt that it's happening.
It's like right. It's like kind of crazy how like school for black folks. I ain't talking about the other folks. Black folks, mainly inner city black folks, that school is a daycare. School is a way for just you can go get your kids while school is a way for you to escape. School is a way for you to do all these certain things and explore. And then now you're in a situation where like, you know, even my teacher, my friend is a teacher. She was like, yo, like we doing classes like via Zoom, and I'm like, yo, so what, the nigga just banged the fucking just banged the Zoom call?
Yeah.
And she was like, you can't discipline a nigga, like what can you do? It's like it's a whole bunch of bullshit. And also too, the niggas don't got internet, that and some parents don't even want to get the whole, you feel me, you don't even have electricity maybe to even like provide, you know, get the network going. Them niggas doing paper packets. It's just a lot of like bullshit
that
and it's really, there's really no solution, because either we gonna risk their lives, or we put them in situations that might fuck up their learning. And it's like either way, you gonna die by one sort, learning development, or fucking death. Literally death by COVID.
But the only reason why I'm saying is not. And Don, was you about to say some shit?
Well, I was about to use a real life application.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. All right,
I'll hop in after. Go ahead.
The only thing is this: the only reason why it's not as like which sword you want to choose is because I think that certain decisions aren't being made by the leadership that could really eliminate situations for kids or situations for these adults or situations for single parents or parents that like, it's a lot of shit that I feel like if we crack down on as a country, then maybe by the time September comes, say you really work hard on this vaccine, some shit might ease up. But even for niggas that's going to their first year of college, like this shit has changed everything for them. Like I know some niggas that had like full intention on moving on campus, but the way the schools are setting this shit up is to where they only on campus for a certain amount of weeks and then they going home, or they starting at home and then coming to campus for just a few weeks. So this shit is fucking up the motion for
the vibe.
Everybody. And as a kid who had like, when y'all was talking about kids not really knowing what the fuck was going on, like I was the kid who like, I wouldn't have called you from the house because I don't know what the fuck. Somebody would come in that bitch and be screaming, cussing people out, whatever, working in that bitch. Like, and so when people act like, nah, this shit is safer. Like, nigga, you never know what the fuck might go on in that bitch once you get on that Zoom call.
And it's crazy how, like, the problem, and I'm not saying for, like, it turns to a race thing, too. It really does turn to a race thing when it comes to resources with schools and shit like that. Like, you already know, like, inner city schools ain't the same thing as a Strongsville. You feel me? When Mom Dukes can work from home,
right?
Yo, Mom Dukes can work, can be like, oh my, you know, my child is like here, and I can work from home. I work remote, and like, yeah. But nigga, mom Deuce down in like down to maybe down the way or where she work at, she gotta go clock in at maybe a Dollar General. She essential yeah. worker and yeah. not the situation don't get that COVID pay.
That cheese, that you fucking feel me? Nurse so it's cheese.
Like, fuck it, then you know yeah. the manager like shit. You can leave because I can find another nigga when I want a job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is fucked up all around.
I mean, it's for sure fucked up all around because then my little sister, she ain't do nothing senior wise. So, right. You know, wasn't no senior prom, wasn't no none of that shit. So you know. For a nigga like me who did all that shit, you know, you initially like, I mean, that shit was what man, it was.
No, me and Dave was ready to have a shotgun like, ready for the nigga was, picking up his know, sister, was, like, nigga, what's
was,
up?
It was cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, we went to prom, like, all right, it was cool, whatever. You about to go to college, that's even better. Right. But I'm like, well, nah, damn, like, we really was, like, enjoying that shit. Yeah. Like, we went to prom, we enjoyed that shit. Because, you know, if you think about it, they didn't just miss prom, they missed that whole spring season.
Yeah.
So Nick. It ended right, remember, if you think about it, it was right after basketball season. It's like right after basketball season, or really in the middle of basketball season, because I don't even think they had the state tournament. No, they're in the middle of the state tournament, actually. And then took you all the way through. So you ain't see no, you couldn't go to no basketball games. You couldn't go to no baseball games.
They don't know the vibes of being an American Commodores the day before your fucking prom and everybody in that bitch looking at you like, damn, is your shit gonna fit too?
But then, cause then you got the, you know, you had the drive-bys, which like we did one for my sister. Of course, you know, y'all were there and shit. Y'all saw it. So it was like,
shouts out to us. Shouts out
to Emily and shit.
Showing up.
He said shouts out to us. Like, you are
not about this nigga, but it was like, dang, like you really couldn't have a barbecue. You know, you couldn't have everybody come through with the card and say good luck and all that. They was like, all right, Hong Kong, beep beep. All right, we're gonna catch you.
I ain't gonna hold
all
you.
This shit over with.
I was lucky salty because I thought it was gonna be
but
like,
I told you what it was though. Nigga, I told you
my,
was
my first one player. It's my first one. My mom, I thought I was gonna have a hot dog ready for me. Like the grills gonna be smoking.
Niggas thought he was gonna
I
get
prepped
a glizzy.
Already. I said, look.
I pulled up.
Moms ain't playing about this shit at all. Like, she's like, yeah, no, we got hazmat room. You come in the house, take off them dirty clothes, go take a shower. Like, she's not playing with it. No, because like I was saying, so many of her family has gotten it. She's like, yeah, no, I ain't about to take no chances.
She said, oh, Johnny coming?
I was like,
I pulled up my whip. I was like, Johnny, where I park at?
I'm like, Johnny, you ain't got to come. He's like, no, man, you know Emily, that's the little sister. I'm like, Johnny,
it's a party. You feel me? We lit. I pull up. I'm like, where I park at, Don? What's the way? Like, what? I need to bring us some sauce. You feel me? What I need to bring?
Protests and shit. So y'all were like, y'all going to the protest? I said, no, I'm not going to the protest.
That was
Emily got her thing. He's like, oh, we're going to drive by there, and then we're going to go to the protest. I said, well, I'll be here.
Damn, me and Dem was risk our damn lives.
Yo, hey, I'm sitting over here looking at my cup like, yeah.
But yeah, bro, like, this all in all, Dev.
Yeah.
It's COVID shit crazy.
This COVID shit is wild. Johnny, you got some fucking medical news for us.
Let me say something. You said medical news.
Yeah, it's like medical political news.
I mean, yeah, okay, it is.
Yeah.
So for all you broke motherfuckers and shit, non-knowledgeable niggas and the shit, you know, I ain't gonna not know what the fuck you knowing. So I'm gonna talk about Kodak, but not Kodak Black.
Wow, this investment. Nigga was talk. Hey, did it have? Wait, like, let me ask you this: did it have the same effect that you thought it was gonna have when you sent it to the group chat?
I thought it was.
I don't know about you. Yo, I didn't laugh.
Hey, he said that. Yeah, me either. He said that, but not Kodak Black shit. It was like,
hey, anybody?
Oh, and they didn't laugh.
Yeah, laugh. I would have laughed. Hey, laugh real quick. Laugh real quick.
That was funny. The fakest fucking laugh.
Good job. That was a good laugh.
You know what? I love my support. Be on niggas. Okay.
How you gonna laugh
at
me?
Hey, shout out to everybody laughing at home.
But real shit though, like shit just crazy. And I don't even think about it from the money standpoint because like they stock was $2 like a week ago, and now they closed out today at like $40. Yeah. And what happened was like Kodak, like the Kodak moment, picture taking niggas. They're branching off and doing pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
Which is a fucking, not even 360, like a 720, 1080.
Nigga, that's but like.
That shit just like, what the fuck?
Completely different. Like, they're two different entities.
But why the stock rose up, this is why it's important. The stock rose up because the federal government gave them a loan of like $700 million to start this company and to ramp up on shit as a loan. Now, niggas don't want to give niggas breaks. Like, don't want to fix the economy per se, but you giving Kodak a loan of that much money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it kind of fucks shit up. But I ain't going to hold you. Niggas make some money today. Not me. Yeah. You feel me?
Don't cap for the pot. I mean, talk about them Kodak investments.
But like, if you trade, if you trade options, like that's why I tell niggas, like, you have to look at companies. Look into trading options and shit. I know that shit might be confusing, but look into trading options. Look into trading, like just day trading period, just investing, because like literally if you would have bought $200 for that stock, which ain't shit, $200, like that's like a couple shares. You would have made five figures.
Depends on what you buy. So
today you would have made five figures.
No, I'm saying on that today, but I'm just saying in general.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna also follow that up. Financial, with a real story.
Financial correspondent.
So going branching off of whatever you need to know what you're doing. There was a young man.
Niggas that had no idea they was about to get this level of.
We
info
did it.
Today.
We did it.
Yeah, yeah. Financial correspondent.
Johnny threw the oop.
I threw the oop, my nigga.
There was a young man probably last month who downloaded Robinhood. Mm-hmm. Great. Most people who don't know Robinhood, you know, it's for stocks, options, all of that.
Are you talking about
you? It's for millennials.
Are you talking about you?
No, this wasn't me.
Oh, you said a young man. I just want niggas to keep it a bean.
No, it wasn't me.
That story ended with you got a bag.
I'm saying I got E-Trade. I don't use Robinhood. I use E-Trade.
Johnny, nigga said, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
This nigga. You ain't making it to the whip.
This nigga. So there was a young man who was doing trading options on Robinhood. Not going to go through the whole option shit, but he didn't fully know what he was doing. They called on the loan. Y'all can research what that means. Give y'all a homework assignment. They called on the loan. He ended up losing $700,000.
Is that that kid that committed suicide?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But he read it wrong. Now, granted, he read it wrong.
Damn.
He read the whole thing wrong. He only lost $100,000. But he still didn't have it because he didn't know what he was doing.
He only lost $100,000.
He lost $70,000. He only lost $100,000. Like, I ain't going to hold you.
I said he lost seven. He thought he lost $700,000. He had only lost $100,000.
I thought he said 72.
Either way, I'm taking myself out the game.
Right. I feel take you. If you don't know what you're talking, if you don't know what you're doing, you just in there like, I mean, shit.
Yeah. Heaven only knows. Yeah. Heaven. I'm out. Take me out.
Y'all read about that. He killed himself. He was like a kid, like a teenager. He didn't know what he was doing. He was already.
He was like 21 years old.
Yeah, like.
But hold on. So why? He a teenager.
I thought he was like 21 years old.
I wouldn't, but this is the thing though. The way I've seen niggas have student loans that were worse, I'm not killing myself over $100,000.
No. But you gotta think about this. Like, you have to pay that bitch, like, right there.
Yeah.
Student loans.
Like,
student loans.
They like, okay, give me $200 this month. Give me $200 next month.
We'll work.
They talking about no. I need my shit right now.
Yeah, I bet. I put
and they're appraising shit. Like they. Hello, your house. Hello. Come here. Oh, every check you're getting is garbage.
Yeah, that shit.
Baby daddy type checks.
So just make sure you know what you read doing the fucking. You just get to throwing your money
before
anywhere.
You just take bedside advice and start picking up trading options, nigga. Don't
what
jam
I,
yourself
what I'm saying
up
is
like
this,
that.
What I'm saying, and also let me a disclaimer. I am not any type of not federal, but financial person to give you advice. I'm not giving you advice. I'm just talking my shit. Okay. Don't see me when you talking about Johnny. Nah. What I will say is this: research and read and understand trends in the world and shit like that, and get your fucking money, because you spending money on fucking bottles and this and that when you can spend that money towards something to make your money grow. Because also too, putting money in a dresser and putting money in a safe, which is the most worst thing you could do, because money molds with moisture. But we don't get there though. But
your shit.
Don't save your money. In a long-term way, fucks your money up versus you invest your money letting that shit grow. But I'm not no financial nigga, though. I'm just a nigga
who just paid attention to the news about
Kodak.
I just pay my bills, man.
You feel me?
Yo, listen. We are at 57 fucking minutes. Niggas be really talking on this shit, like, bro.
I'm like, damn, it's been that long.
I know, that's what I just said.
Like,
niggas was really talking on that bitch.
Listen, let's get into the main juice.
This is what y'all did on ours, though.
And
so
it's exactly
cool.
What y'all did.
Literally.
Hey, listen.
You sound upset.
I know.
No. It was a great episode. It just funny.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Listen, you know what that means? That means the vibes is all there. Like, this is great topic, great conversation, because we honestly going to cut this shit off, and we could probably keep talking for hours after that.
Oh, God.
We just got good vibes.
We gonna get this content done. Hey,
something that you say is gonna be recorded in this room today.
He just hit the record button. You don't even know it.
That's actually how we started the episode.
Oh God,
that's exactly how we started the episode. So yo, our overarching topic, we got these fucking current events out, and guess what? It only took us 1 hour, right? But our fucking topic for the day is this. This shit has been on my timeline all fucking day, and I sent this shit to the group chat because I want to know what the niggas think, but I also want to know what the queens think about this shit, man. So niggas is it's funny because you had the top 50 rappers list, and now we like hella lists have been coming out since COVID and quarantine and shit, and so now niggas is listing which family members is more important.
I'm about to say link them. I said link. Yeah. I was like, link them up.
I'm gonna stir the bow. All
right, cool. I was like, you was going off.
Yeah. So niggas have been making hella lists, right? So niggas put their family members in order of this, and this shit is off the top of the head.
Turn up.
Niggas said as family members that is important, it goes wife, children, parents. Is that it? Shit, is it only? And then friends.
My list go a little bit different.
That's what I want. It's wife, children. So. Wife, husband, whatever.
Spouse,
children, parents, friends. Mm-mm. Hold on. Where y'all at?
You gonna go first?
What's y'all list?
That's my list.
Yeah, that's my list too.
That's my list.
I mean, it makes, I guess, spouse, children,
parents,
friends.
Please, let me hear the opposite.
She ready for a nigga. She ready for a nigga.
Because I read a post today and it was so ignorant. I had to unfollow the young man. Really? So
me
on damn. Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, I don't be on Facebook.
Oh,
I said who?
Who? What's her name?
Girl.
Speaking of family.
Yeah, that's gonna be my order. Honestly, I guess you could say like friends and. I was gonna say parents is like family, but I guess everybody don't rock with that whole family. So
y'all putting the, I'm gonna save my list too. Y'all just is that y'all list?
That's my list. Yeah.
Don, I want your list because nah. The reason why I want your list is because me and Johnny's list may not be that different, and I want the people that's gonna put the wife at the top or the parents at the top to go first because my shit gonna be like
on the post that you sent. It was a situation though, but that's what right. I'm saying is you are you are we?
I want to talk about that list. The list, yeah, the list that I just gave as far as order of family members that go important. It goes wife, parents, wife, children, parents, friends. Are you changing your list up? Who's going in the top five? Who's not
your T-Mobile top five?
I don't think that list changes.
Your fave five.
Yeah, I don't think that list changes for me, honestly.
All right.
I mean,
you just said your age, low key. I ain't gonna hold you.
What you
said? I told her before that I'm damn near 30. I sure am, yeah, and I had a T-Mobile.
Come on, man.
Sidekick.
We just did some fucking.
You said yours is the same.
I don't think I'm changing that.
Johnny, what do you have?
My kids come first. My kids come first before anybody.
Okay, so look, let's do this, Johnny.
My kids.
Let's do this. I'm gonna say my two next. And then you say your two.
So I'm going to say my first two?
No. You just said your one, so I'm going to say my one.
You go.
And then I'm going to say my two, okay. And then you say your two. Got you. All right, so I got kids first two.
Oh, God.
And then second.
What's up?
Second, I'm going wife. But let me say this. But I'm feeling that same way.
I need y'all to tell y'all this so we can go back and forth. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Do your list.
My thing is this. My kids go first. My wife and my mom are tied. And then after that, it's just all the homies and shit.
Y'all wait, niggas can die. Yeah. All right. This is my list. I have kids and parents being interchangeable. And then I have wife. And then I have whoever else.
You said kids and who are interchangeable?
Kids and parents being interchangeable. But let me say this
he
is why.
Yeah, kids at number one. So that's why he said they're interchangeable.
Yeah, but this is why though. I'm thinking from the perspective of somebody who might have to take care of their parents.
I take care of my mother right now. Like to the damn mother.
Hey, give her a clap.
So, yeah.
My mother is also sick and my brother, he has a fiance.
Right.
Yeah. And he does both. He knows how to interchange it.
Facts.
With that. Like,
facts.
So I feel like when you said that your parents know, my mother literally would say,
for the fiance.
My mother literally will say, like, I know you have a family and I know I'm probably intruding. We tell her, no, you're fine. It's not a problem. But she understands when you have a family, like, that's going to come first.
Facts.
And that's just how it goes. That's going to come first. For some people to think not. But she understands that we have lives, we have things going on. Like, basically, I should be your second option. For me, clearly, I'm single, I'm not married. So, of course, that's my first option to have to make sure she's fine. But if I was married, it'd be different.
But I think it's levels to everything. If I'm married to someone, see, that's the thing. Like, I shouldn't have to compete with nobody's mother as a wife, because our values are different. Because I wanted to be where, let's make this, first off, the marriage need to be healthy. Let's talk about that. Ooh. If we in a healthy marriage, your mother already like me, because she understand that I'm the woman for you, and I'm got your best interest, period. Mm. So I'm not even arguing. But the fact that it's different levels to that, like, I'm your wife. I am your new family. I am your new foundation. Thank you for your mother for raising you as the man and allowing you to see love. So now you love me. But I am your wife. I am this new venture in your life. I shouldn't have to compete with anybody or anything. And also, when I got married to you, my brother or my father handed me off as his child to you and said, take care of my daughter. So therefore, you developed a new responsibility in that moment. As a wife, that in the future, Lord, I'm not married, but I just think that it's different levels. No, I am your new venture, and a real mother, a real woman will understand that. Them mothers that make you compete, because
mama's boys,
I don't know. Your mother need to understand you grew up to be a man, to be with a woman, not to be with her.
That shit always been creepy to me, though. I've always found that shit hella weird. Like, niggas who moms be like crazy about them to the point to where they can't be helped.
Nah, I know. I was
wrong. Oh, you don't find nothing wrong with mama's boys,
I'm waiting.
We're married. You're my boy now.
So I say my kids first. Because, like, nigga, this is the future. You know what I'm saying? They're my seed to my future. So, like, I'm not saying that's like, I'm like, fuck my wife, my kids. But, like, it irks me when niggas be like this, like, oh, I'm going to feed my husband for my kids. Like, no, I'm going to feed my kid.
And I've heard niggas say, nah, fuck that. I've heard niggas say we can have other kids.
No, fuck that. Feed my child. Yeah. I should be how I look at it, I should be the last nigga to eat.
Right.
Because my kid can't fend for himself. I can. I can cook some shit. He can't. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Number two, I say mom and wife in a sense, an interchangeable way. And I'm not saying it's a good peeing. My mom ain't like that, though. My mom never been to, my mom don't get my business. My mom told me once or twice to be like, whoa, player, I want, what fuck with that one. And it was on some.
Yeah. Right.
I'm stepping in telling you, you leave that shit alone. It's not healthy for both of y'all.
Right.
But I'll be damned if I pick up my mother. And I assume when the marriage comes around, my mom's going to be older. You feel me? So I'll be damned if, not saying like I pick my mom up and you don't offer to get in the backseat because my mom's older. You know what I'm saying? Not saying you have to, but I don't want to hear an attitude. Or you just look like this.
Are y'all talking about that video of that girl?
We don't get to that, but I'm saying, I'm not. What that I'm saying is this, that you have to understand that, number two, I'm an only child and single mom, only child type relationship. So it's different from us.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, like, there's certain situations that I'm going to choose my mom, like, over you in certain situations. And you got to respect that, like, me and my relationship is, like, it's different. Well, however, I won't disrespect you, though. Like, I'm saying, like little shit, not even, like, how can I put it? Like, if my mom is sick, yo, like, you're not about to tell me, like, to put my mom in a nursing home. Like,
but that's the thing, though.
What I'm doing with my mother, though.
That's the difference, though. Like, any girl that I'm with, any woman that I'm with, especially if we marry, that's why I said parents and children are interchangeable. Because regardless of how healthy my relationship is with my wife, at some point as a young man, I'm responsible for my mom. She is going to get to an age to where she might not be able to do much. And even if she is healthy and fine, if she needs something, I'm going to be there. And maybe it's like that for us because we are
that vibe.
Men, and that's our vibe.
No, I have to take, I'm the only child as well. If my parents get sick, I have to take care of them. What I'm saying is the relationship between a husband and wife is so unconditional and deep. There shouldn't be this back and forth. I've seen this in a marriage. Somebody was married for all of 20 something years and her father got sick. And she said, I'm going down here to pick up my dad and I'm bringing him back. They had a room there. She said, he's going to stay here with me.
Right.
The husband said, you can't bring your daddy here.
I guess he's going somewhere else, huh?
You can't bring your daddy here.
Oh, he's wild.
Do you know what she did?
Left that nigga.
She got an apartment. She got 2-bedroom. Went and picked her father up and brought him back here. And now that's what
that's
That should have never been a situation, though.
Facts.
If you married to me, you... And so that's a conversation that you have with your wife before you even say, I do. Listen.
Facts.
These people right here, I love you to death. Me and you about to build. We about to do this.
Right.
When my folks get sick, I have to take care of them.
Yeah.
And I need to know, are you riding or what? Because if you get there and then I'm doing everything and you don't even want to... It's a different type of love. I feel like, damn, let me, this my mama too now.
Facts,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This my daddy too now. So let me make sure I'm cleaning and doing what I got to do.
Right.
So it's a different vibe than just feeling like this person is another human. No, this is your other half.
That's
like,
yeah.
We doing everything together. Mm-hmm. And so our list is, we're one together. So the people underneath us aren't really underneath us. We're uplifting them together. Mm. So my kids and my parents.
You're dropping them gems right now.
Yeah.
My kids and my parents, we're taking care of them because these are our responsibilities, because it's a us thing now.
Right.
But you know what? I won't even marry someone that, A, she don't vibe with my moms or really don't fuck with my moms. I know how my mom is. But, like, she don't really fuck with people for real. So, like, she might come off as, like, she might be cool with you, but y'all gonna be best friends. Y'all need that. Mm-hmm. But if you tell me you don't like my mother, like, damn, I don't like my mom, nah, we cool. Or vice versa. If I only joke with your peoples, like, I don't play that shit. Like,
right.
I personally don't come in a situation. Like, I'm not gonna go to your cookout, and I gotta get me mugged by 15 your uncles or your dad on some other shit. Cause I done been situations like that where I'm like, yo, nigga try to hit me some okie-doke shit. Like, nigga low-key try to, one homeboy, an uncle try to tell me, like, on some, you trying to go, like, some shooting range shit. And I looked at him like, who the fuck you talking to? Like, right. It was just like a new...
I think that's why too, and some people do it subconsciously, some people do it like for real, is that's why you either take your girl or your dude and you take them through the stages. And what I mean by the stages is first you kind of introduce them to your boys. At least for something like,
see how
me,
they move.
For me,
see if your niggas get met, real funny me, when she around.
For me, it was met my homies first. Like, okay, yeah. Okay, what's your vibe? What's your vibe? Okay, then my sisters. Okay. And then we take you to the folks. Because
right.
If one of them lines, yeah. I hear like, yeah, no, she ain't it.
That's true.
Then you ain't making it to the and final boss.
And Don will tell you. I'll tell niggas I don't fuck with this girl. I'm like this. Mm-mm, she. Mm-mm.
Yo,
so
but
if your friends don't fuck with your girl, you cutting her off? Like just off top, or you don't get another chance, or like how? No, did,
so here, just... so here, if that was the situation, like if Johnny were to say, "Hey man, look, I don't fuck with your girl at all,"
is a situation.
It'd be like shit.
You never want to ask why he don't fuck with her.
Like nigga, this is past shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about past shit?
Past
if.
Shit.
If he
that nigga can say my bitch now, I love her.
I'm like, yo, nigga, what's up?
Hey, nigga, say
hold on, dog. Hold on, dog.
Dev, press pause.
Pause
that
shit.
We gotta get to the bottom of some shit, Dan.
No, so there has been girls who I was messing with in the past that he didn't like.
Okay.
So it was like damn. Well, give me your reasons why first. It's not a quick like, all right, you gotta go, but like I need to know why. But then, okay, I take what you say, I listen to it, then I'm like, all right, I see what he's saying? Is he on to something? Because in a lot of cases, I'm just going to use this in general, your niggas and your sister and your family know before you know.
Especially if you know you ain't around a bunch of haters. Like, people would be hating, but if you stay with your solid crew and they tell you
but you ain't, you already know, at least for most people, I ain't bringing no around no associates. I'm bringing you
that's
around.
That's what I'm
family.
Saying. Like, when is y'all bringing people around?
I feel you.
Because I done been with people associates. For months, and they like, when I'm going to meet your friends? And I'm like, you're not.
But no,
everybody not worthy.
Right.
Okay, well.
There we go.
I know I'm not alone out here.
I know, bitch. I don't bring people around. I don't even talk about niggas.
Ace don't bring nobody. I bring everybody around. You like him.
Contestant number two. Wait, who?
Both these things, who you bring around, Dan?
I bring chicks around? Nigga, I brought one girl around you.
No, I'm saying you haven't. Support me, nigga.
But listen, nigga. But also, too, I can understand a different part, because sometimes people don't want those worlds colliding. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it can be uncomfortable at times for me, even maybe me, like, me on your homies and shit, and they think that we homies. You know what I'm saying?
This is the thing, though. This the
shit at the fan. Nah. Y'all not my homies.
Nah, this is the thing, though. And me and Don did this shit, because me and Don lived together when we was in college. And
real roommates.
And niggas was like, listen, this is so-and-so, whatever shorty name is, I'm a leave everybody unnamed because everybody supports. So I'm going to leave everybody unnamed.
Y'all don't do nicknames?
Nah, fuck that.
None of you niggas have names. All of our niggas got nicknames.
We might follow the nick. I'm taking the bait. No.
You
should
take it. Because a nickname might be another girl name that might be a different same situation.
A nickname is based off maybe a body part.
Talk your shit. Talk hey, your shit, like, dude.
Hey, look, don't let Kobe the King get your ass say stuff.
Hey, listen, that meat that he brought wasn't strong enough for me to take this bait. I'm not taking
it.
No,
don't
shit.
Do it, please.
But look,
you
this is the
you
thing.
You ain't had the port today.
I'm trying to tell you. This is the thing. Me and Don were like, nigga, if any female comes in this room and you care about her, make sure she understands I'm not her friend and you're not my, yeah. Like, oh, you know God. What I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like, I will make it known, like, yo, Don is my nigga. Like, I've had chicks, and not about Don, but I've had chicks hit me and be like, have you spoke to old boy? And I would be like, listen, you know I'm not about to tell you. And yeah. I've told my girl, don't go to these niggas, because they gonna lie for me.
And I'm gonna keep this a bean right here. And I don't say this for anybody here, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying this for all my other homeboys.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, anything he do dirty-wise, I will still look you in the face with a plain face, and he ain't do nothing.
You're
that's
sick.
Not my bit. You sound sick.
That's not fucked up.
Nah,
that's
this
not
is
fucked up.
Nah, this
that's
is
not fucked up. If my home, I'm telling you this right now, I'm.
Do you hold him accountable?
No, I'm gonna talk. It depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation. Everybody's not.
If I know the vibe, I'm like, okay, bro, like you tripping. But I'm gonna tell him, you number one, you grown, so you know what you're doing is wrong and right. Okay. But what I'm saying is like, hey, yo, bro, chill real quick. Like, you need to, do you want to be with this girl? All that other shit. But don't come asking me where the fuck homeboy is. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I'm going to tell you, like, that's not what we doing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you straight up, Ayo Shorty,
right.
I feel you, but that's not what we doing right now. I'm not doing that with you.
You got to get that understanding off and talking back. Because I have seen, niggas about to sound like this, but I've seen more, and I already know y'all about to have some smoke for me. I've seen more women try to pull that we friends too shit than I have seen men.
On God.
To their significant other's friends.
In high school, yes, maybe early stages of college. Now, no, I know that's your friend.
Right.
I'm about to come ask him. Now, if I can't find you and it's been days, I'm going to definitely hit you up like, hey, have you talked to so-and-so? I haven't talked. I'm going to give you the story of like what's going on. Is he okay? Other than that,
I'm not falling for that.
Wait,
he okay?
No. Because as soon as I say he cool, you already know the vibe.
Yeah,
no, I'm not like that.
I'm good.
No.
Don't fall for that.
No, that's not true. No, it's not because
fucked up.
No.
I think somebody dead, and you can't tell me if this nigga okay.
I had to have a friend of mine.
No, if I tell you he cool, you show the vibe. If I tell you he cool.
He's fine.
Don't respond.
He's dead.
Perfect example.
If you think he's dead, he's
perfect
dead.
Perfect example. I had a friend. My female friend, mm-hmm. right? I'm not gonna say which one. I had a female friend. We went out.
Talk about cartel sitting
next to her. I'm not.
Spilling all the beans.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Me and her had went out. She got fucked up. Got really, really drunk. Put stay at my house. But she didn't. She ended up going somewhere else. And I said, okay, be careful. You're really drunk. Are you sure? She's like, no, I'm fine. Whatever. She left. I got a phone call from her nigga.
Yeah.
Calling me. It's like 4 a.m. He's calling me. And I'm like, what the fuck? He like, hey, have you seen so-and-so? She didn't come home, blah, blah, blah. I said, who? And then he said the name again. I said, no, she on my couch. She sleep. She good. Like, she's fine. She got really, really drunk. I had to think like, damn, I can't tell him. I can't say, oh, shit, I don't know. So I said, she's fine. She sleep. She's not at my
house. Oh, it's two different niggas.
No, this is her nigga. Like, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was her boyfriend
when
calling
rich
me.
And she went to another nigga crib.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
I like
I
that.
Said,
you
no,
a real nigga.
She's fine. She's okay. Like, I talked to her. I said, she's drunk. She's asleep. You can't talk to her. No. He said, all right, fine. Call her. She's not answering. She called me back, like, in the morning. I said, your nigga was looking for you. Bitch, where you at? And she's like, oh, I'm going home. Blah, blah, blah. Everything's fine. So, I don't have a problem. If I haven't heard from you, if I live with you and you ain't came home or something like that, I'm going to call your nigga like, hey,
right.
Is he good?
Was that never mind.
They were living together. That was her boyfriend. Like, they were in a relationship.
God.
But it was on the verge of some shit. So, it was just like.
That's different.
But
yeah.
I ain't going to hold you the homie. Yeah. As me as a homie, though, you only got a certain amount of few lies out of me.
Wait, hold on. No, hold on. No. So, have y'all ever went looking for a nigga?
Looking?
Yeah, I'm saying,
him.
Have y'all ever went looking for a nigga? Have you not known where a nigga was and you start
calling
his friends?
In high school, yeah.
up on niggas?
Man, come on. You ain't looking for a nigga.
I done went to the club. Hey, he usually go here.
I put this on I promise you, I put this on my brother Gray. I don't, because I am, and it's disgusting. It's really bad. I'm the most prideful person ever.
Yeah, she's
prideful. I will sit in my room and stare at a wall before I fucking go look for your bitch. I will be hurt looking at that wall. Hey,
niggas will fuck around and really be dead this time.
Yeah.
And you at the crib.
It's different.
Mad as fuck, though. Yeah. And it's the crazy, and I really try. Like, that's one of my biggest problems. I'm prideful. Like, I get so, and do not embarrass me. Like, I will get furious. So, like, my job did some shit to me yesterday. I was furious yesterday. Ain't like, Ace had to call and calm me down because y'all got me.
Damn.
Oh, you one niggas that call me talking your shit on the phone, huh?
Listen.
Hey, niggas,
I'm
take that break in the car.
I'm about to dog them. She was like, it's not your fault. Just calm down. You need to calm. She was really well. I promise y'all. I don't like being embarrassed.
I'm not even that type of person.
I don't. My pride is one of my biggest downfalls, because before I sit up here and do the most, I'm going to sit back and do nothing.
All right.
Ooh,
let me say something.
Woman says with your bitch ass.
Yeah, I know.
It hit different.
Listen,
with your
that's like what we was talking about last week, where it's like, nah, it's only so many things that you could say before we break up. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you niggas.
What's up, bro?
What is it? Have you niggas ever went looking for your chick? Keep it a bean.
Looking for my chick.
Looking for your chick. Keep it a bean. Don't come on here and lie on the most transparent podcast.
Let me say this. I won't say I never. I have went across the country to try to get my girl back. I don't want to say get her back, like to work on some shit, like to talk it out.
Wait, hold on.
You feel me? No, that you was there. You was there on those chronicles. You feel me?
Wait. Let me give niggas the background. I was like, Johnny was at the dorm.
I went outside.
And me and Johnny was cool this time, but we wasn't too cool, right? But we was just getting to know each other. And Don had picked this nigga up and brought him back to the dorm. And so Don had the slide. And so I'm looking at him like, take your friend, nigga. And he like, hey, Johnny, you want to stay here with Dev or you right here with me? And this nigga gonna say, so I would just stay here kicking with Dev. I'm like,
y'all don't understand.
Look, he called us in the middle of the week. Man. I had to finish a group project. I said, I'll be back in 2 hours. Do you want me to take you home? Or you want to stay? He said, I'm going to stay.
She broke your heart. Or did you fuck up?
I'm looking for.
We was both.
Where did you go to?
DC. DC. Oh. I mean, that's a cross country, like 2 hour flight. You see what I'm saying? But,
was it Spirit?
Delta High. The bitch was in Cali or Africa or something. You low key could have drove and thought about that shit.
In college.
It wasn't last year or this year. I was 20 some years old flying for some. So
get your shit off.
What I'm saying is like that shit had me. That's when I quote unquote chased or like went somewhere, but it was like, but I knew fact it was over. It was toxic. Mm. It was like, bro, like it's a whole toxic day, toxic weekend and shit. But after that, I don't chase after no girls.
Oh, now niggas is too cool for it.
It's not even on some like I got too much pride per se. It just like, yo, if I gotta do all that shit, I'm kind of over. If we can't talk about it enough, if I can't trust another girl, I gotta pull up to the kick.
That depends on what you did though. I'm like, what's the situation? That's the difference, though.
What I'm saying is, like, bro, if I have to pull up at a club or pull up at her house to see she lying, bro, if I do all that shit, like, I might as well not even fuck with you.
Right.
If I have to do, like, yo, damn, like, it'd be different if, like, I called you. I'm like, hey, yo, like, I'm around the corner from your crib. I'm from your crib. Like, also just, I'm driving past it. Hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm at home. It's like, oh, nigga, nothing's on. Lights on. All right, bet. Cool. You lie.
This is the thing, though. And I'm going to let Don get his shit off after I say this. But I never in my life ever pull my girl out the club. I'm not pulling you out the club. If you lying to me and I see your shit at the club or I see you at the club, fuck it. Stay there. Oh. Because I'm not dealing with that shit in front of everybody in the club.
Why are you pulling your girl out the club anyway? Unless if she
Some
really
niggas
cheat.
Is doing it, Don.
Oh, no, I ain't going to hold. But you know what?
Not Don, some niggas is doing it. I meant Don, get your shit off.
My fault. Nobody from the club.
That did sound we ain't like got.
Yeah, that, right, I didn't.
Like, you for sure made it sound like Don.
Hey, some niggas is doing it. Don.
I'm not.
Tell
him. Come on, tell him.
Pull her out of the club, man. Go get her.
And don't, as a friend, don't call me. Don't call me to do a dummy mission to go get your girl.
Nah, listen. I want
a dummy mission. No, all day.
Nigga, so we ain't do that shit for. We ain't do that shit.
I ain't say nothing.
We ain't gonna do a whole dummy mission.
Damn, he just started.
Oh, you know what? That's not his current girl. It's not his current girl.
He just started listening to us the other day. I seen him.
We'll take that. We'll take that.
Dummy missions are approved. Dummy missions are approved. I'm not that prideful. I'm fun. Dummy missions are. I done left voicemails for her, and then the girl played it for her nigga, and he was like, I know this her. I know this is Kendall. And she was like, No, it's not. But I was sick. Like, oh yeah, I'll def. I got my niggas back, though.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be hurt and not do shit for me.
To Don's situation, let me tell you what it was. Let me tell you what it was though. We had to go save her. We didn't have to go save her. Number one, let's preface. We're freshmen and sophomores in college. We're still stupid.
We're still stupid.
Benson, now I'm not getting your girl. No, she shouldn't have made a decision to go out and do what she had to do. We had to go do a fucking rescue mission on some paratrooper shit for her ass. But the thing about this nigga, how can I put it? He not like a street smart nigga. And no disrespect to my mans, but that's just how he is. So like, he gonna do whatever. When he in love, he gonna do whatever he want. He gonna do for that love. So this nigga is walking down the street.
It's the middle of winter time, so it's snowing outside. So we were like, now this is like what? Like 1 a.m?
Bro, I'm
it's like
cranky 1 a.m.
We're like, Saudi. I'm like, I'm great. I'm about to take you home. I'm about to take him home. I'm headed back to Notre Dame. Like, it's 1 a.m.
And this one, we like, oh, trying to kick it. This nigga like, yeah, we could just get some pizza and watch the NBA
look,
game.
We was watching the Clippers. It was cool.
Look, so y'all niggas, I'm trying to be in these streets.
Hey, Shotty, I mean, Don trying to clean this shit up so bad, bro.
Shotty clean it up a little
Don
bit.
Hey, Don tried to clean. Nah. Because I was chilling. You had to be there. You had to be there.
It was already lame as it was already.
Let me explain.
We already wasn't doing no shit. Nah, go get your girl. We should have been at the club. What's your girl? What you talking about?
Was she drunk?
Two girls had gotten drunk as fuck.
Okay.
So Johnny was like, we're not going to get them. Now I'm the only one with the car. I said,
we are.
No, I did not say that.
Oh.
My initial reaction was,
My initial reaction
is 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm ready to go home. It's time to go home.
So this nigga puts his coat on.
So then I said, we're going. We about to go. So then our homeboy, you know, he's a little naive.
Wait, hold on. We need some fucking clarification. Okay. Let niggas know you ain't talking about me. Because niggas think that y'all might be talking about me when they listen.
Not. Oh, this nigga Dev.
Dev was about to go walk down. No. It was our homeboy.
You sick. I didn't say all that.
I already said this. We talk about this shit all the time. He'll be all right. So we walked. He was going to walk down there. Now, Cleveland State, West 6, that's a little bit of a hike.
Yeah.
Especially go pick up some drunk individuals, so.
And they got to carry him back.
Work them back. So then I look at Johnny, I'm like, Johnny have a heart, he said.
Johnny have a heart.
So niggas get in the car, go down there. The entire way. Man, what the fuck wrong with your stupid ass dealing with these fucking girls? What the fuck wrong with you? The whole way there.
Let me just preface.
But that's so crazy.
That if anybody knows me, that truly knows me, and Donald truly knows me, Dev knows me too, that I have a temper. When my temper goes there, and Don has seen me in that element.
When your birthday?
June 23rd, 1995.
What's
your cancer? He's a Cancer. He's in his feelings a lot.
Yeah. That nigga don't play about
that
his feelings.
That Gemini Cancer.
Yeah, he's in the cup.
Solstice, you know what I'm saying?
Third longest day. Yeah, so did y'all get Shorty?
Long story short, we get them.
So y'all walked though.
No, took my car.
I was waiting for that part.
Their friend was walking. No, he was gonna walk. Fuck, let me drive now.
So I drove him down there.
I was waiting for
when your friend asked you to walk with him to get his chick. What was y'all?
We was first off.
How did he
we
ask
was
you?
Never walking nowhere. He was gonna go by himself.
He didn't ask us. We like
we were here to go back
right
to the Heights. He was gonna walk by himself. I said no, that's dumb. Let's go.
Right.
But just cause I'm like, oh fuck, we gotta go help this nigga and shit, I'ma still talk my shit the whole way there and make you feel stupid for just doing it. So I ain't never called That's probably like the last true time I done called a woman out of her name. I was salty as fuck. Yeah, I'm like, why are we getting her ass? Yeah. Why? Yeah. Leave her be.
What was the word that you used?
You called her a bitch?
Maybe several times.
Hey, you dumb drunk ass. Yo, bitch. Don't fall for that shit. Don't fall for that shit.
I live my truth.
They trying to find a way to.
Nah, man, listen. No, nah, because listen. A bitch is a bitch is a hoe is a hoe. And sometimes bitches be bitching.
Listen, without deflecting too much, nigga, you didn't answer my question. My question was, have you yourself went looking for your girl? At any point, have you been like, I'm outside your apartment?
Hey, Don, and just how you expose me, let me see your ass cap.
No, ain't nobody about to cap. Because I'm not going to be at no crib or none of that, but we need to talk. I'm for sure pulling up at your house.
Fight for your shit, King. Yo, stop letting Johnny make niggas feel bad. Because Johnny was the same nigga. Nah, listen, I'm going to let y'all know right now. That's why when Johnny say this shit, I'll be like, a word. Because this is the same thing. I was like, damn, I just don't know, bro. And I'm like, hey, bro, you couldn't have done anything differently. Like, I had to be that nigga for Johnny.
No, here's the thing. Love Johnny to death. We family. We boys.
That shit crazy. Exposed me.
Hey, nigga. He deflected like a motherfucker. That nigga said,
I'm not sparing
this. All the homies. He like this. Johnny's beans, huh? Beans, huh? Dad's beans. Your ass next. Huh? He like this.
So are you lying, Seth? Have you put up on a girl? Like,
No, really, on some talking shit. And he's tapping because it's only been on some talking shit. I've never put up on nobody and said,
hey, you know how niggas be like, nah. I just want to talk, though.
Hell yeah.
Niggas talk about, so I just wanted to talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Me.
Have I ever? Nah, Playboy. Listen. I'm a podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen. Have I ever went looking for a chick?
Damn, your crazy ass has.
Nah, check. I had this situation where I was dating this chick from Florida. Okay? We were beefing hardcore. Even through our relationship, we was always like beefing, which was weird as fuck. But I was, like you said, I'm going to leave this disclaimer. I was a freshman. I was young.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to make shit work. Now I'm like, oh, fuck it. If it don't work, it don't work.
You still doing toxic shit. Toxic. You or anything. Toxic.
I'm trying to be who I thought my moms wanted me to be at 18. So I'm trying to make shit work, man. And shorty had went back home. And this is why I don't do long distance relationships. Because once you start playing back home, I'm done. Like, I'm clocking out like fuck now. And so shorty got the... We had started beefing, and she was like, yo, if you say that shit to me again, I'm going to block you. I don't know what I said to her. I had to have said something crazy. The conversation at the time was about not sucking dick, and if you don't, somebody else will. So it was like that young, weird-ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was that young, raw-ass conversation.
What?
Niggas ain't never had that convo at a young age.
You if you not what?
You don't want to suck dick, somebody else will, and don't be mad when it happened. Like, a young nigga ain't
told your girl, if you don't suck this dick.
Nigga, I said I was young. I was young.
Bro, I ain't never been that toxic.
You said you called her a bitch.
But I never asked.
I didn't say bitch suck this dick.
But I ain't never told a shorty like, yo, like, if you don't suck this dick, another bitch will. Like, what? Like,
right.
When's your birthday?
I hate telling niggas this because I know I'm about to get slander. June 14th. I'm a Gemini. Shorty got the plan. Shorty got the plan, and I had said whatever I said to her, and she blocked me for like an hour. So I'm pissed. I'm calling her. But check, for like a minute of time, long enough to fuck somebody. So check.
You know, go to the outrageous.
I had a plane ticket already to come and see Shorty.
And they thought we was good niggas. Now they like, ain't coming back to these niggas no more.
Listen, I had a plane ticket already to see Shorty. I did not get on that flight, but I'm going to tell you like this. If she wouldn't have answered that fucking phone call, nigga, I was going to be in Florida fast as shit. Like, yo, what's up?
So she fucked somebody in that?
Listen, I'm going to be, I'm going to keep it a bean.
Oh,
I don't know.
To fuck somebody, not you.
I don't know if
he said long enough for her to
fuck somebody. Because you're not blocking a nigga for hours.
Why not?
Y'all block niggas.
I mean, I don't, but it's a game. Like, it's like a game to me. She blocked you. She said, say it again, I'm going to block you. You said it again, and she blocked you.
Hey,
she
did what she said she was going to do. I'm in the hallway.
I don't think she fucked somebody. Yeah, don't.
Not no hour, though. Nah, you fucked somebody.
She knew I was going
to
fuck with you.
Because I would have blocked somebody for an hour or two to fuck somebody.
I ain't going
to
hold you. I don't call girls on bluffs no more, bro. I literally, like, a girl told me, you keep talking shit, I'm punching your shit. And I said, punch me in my shit. She punched me, like, 3 times in my shit so fast. And I ain't know
what to do. Wait, yo, do you realize the difference in the situations, though, or no?
You don't realize the difference in the situation.
What I'm saying is like, nigga, I don't call one girl.
No, I get what you're saying.
Like, if a girl tell me, yo, like, you keep talking shit, I'm gonna go fuck another nigga. I'll be like,
huh? Listen,
but I'm not calling you on that bluff because she, because if you say like, go ahead, she like, okay, cool.
No.
And now you get a video.
But that, oh,
OnlyFans style too. She's selling this shit too.
Nah, this was 2014. It wasn't OnlyFans. You was just getting that shit raw and unedited. you was getting the explicit version
off the iPod.
You was getting the explicit version of that shit,
iPod,
man.
Touch news is different.
I was never on a laptop.
Not the
iPod. I'm trying to.
Shit happens.
Showing your age, player. I never went. She said,
"You're showing your age, player." She said, not the UVU. She said, "Sky me for a surprise."
Bro. Listen, man. I'm not saying that to this day. If I was to go looking for a chick, she'd have to be because I'm not saying now that I wouldn't go looking for a woman that I truly love. I don't feel like I've been in a situation where I really had to go looking for somebody since that situation, because now I'm sort of like you. Like, if it ends, it ends. If it's over, it's over. If you cheat, you cheat. Whatever the fuck. Like, it's way too much. I'm not doing all that shit. But if it was a chick that I love, like, if I'm on some wife, husband shit, I'll fuck around and go looking for my wife. Because I'm not going to be one of them niggas who pretend like they don't love their girl.
You know what's crazy, though? We want to pull up when we was fucking broke, but we not want to pull up when we got money.
But that's why, though. Because you got.
I don't think it's the money piece. I'm gonna be real with you. I don't think it's the money piece.
I can take myself out.
It's the time. It's the time and the patience. You understand now, because you know when you young, you like, oh, this the only one. Yeah. It's only gonna be the only one. Mm-mm. And now that you older, you like,
it's like 10 of these.
There's like 10 of these only ones.
It's 15. But you know what's
crazy though? It's crazy is that, and I'm gonna get off this shit because we've been podcasting too damn fucking long. Right. So my thing is this though, and I hate when.
And you gotta find your girl.
I hate that niggas. Like, find the one so late, low-key. Like, they get they one later in life, like, later in their 20s, mid-20s, because they be acting like the world gonna end if they not fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, when you... No, but I'm saying, like, at a younger age, say you find your... Not your one, but your first, like, love and shit like that, like, yeah. 18, 19, for real, and it's been, like, a long... They break up, and you get over that shit. You feel me? It's like getting your first, like... It's like getting hurt for the first time. You're like, oh, it hurts. But now, like... I know what to do, but it's like when you get, like, but say it's your second, third, or fourth relationship, now you breaking up with someone might be more easier. You're not willing to deal with other bullshit that you start. Me and Shawty should have been broke up. You
right.
feel me?
Right.
But we stayed longer with each other because it was our first little okay. rodeo. But when niggas find out shit in their early, they late mid-20s, they like, I can't leave this nigga. Like, I'm like, yo, this nigga man. Don't like you.
And yeah, then because when that. You're and then when you're older, you invest with people. Like, y'all probably live together, y'all got this together. God. You know what I'm saying? When you're younger, you not really you thinking about the future. But when you're like, yeah, in the middle of your 20s, that you are the future. So when we break up, I gotta give you my dog back and shit. And that nigga.
Or y'all could just share
dog.
A fucking dog.
Wait,
and that
a nigga,
shit's
wait,
weird.
Wait, a real dog or
a real dog. Dog. He came and took my dog.
You
kill
your dog.
I gotta get a gunshot off. Yeah.
You said you bust windows.
Did you? Yeah. You ain't trying to fight for the dog?
I'm talking about which one of y'all is a bust the windows out type person?
Neither one of them. They both just said that they don't give a fuck about these niggas.
Well, that's now. Back in the day,
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I care.
See, that's the thing. I'm still hurt. I'm still gonna be hurt. I'm gonna still be sad. I'm gonna call my girls. We're gonna have a good time. But to go and chase a nigga down, like how some girls be going hard for they nigga, like pull up to a bitch, be the hoe. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, like how some that. Niggas for the nigga.
You said
ahead.
You what?
I almost fought a girl in the club over that one, over, what's his face?
Yeah.
That was embarrassing. Right. I would never, ever do that.
But
again.
You know what? Growth. You
but I we was together like 5 years.
You ain't gonna
though.
Do that shit again.
It's okay.
Yeah, five years. We all right, 5 years, I made. What I throw him for? I've never been with somebody for 5 years, so I don't want to say that I wouldn't throw them bitches over somebody I was with for 5 years. But I could understand why somebody would throw them bitches for 5 years, though.
I ain't fighting no niggas over no cheeks.
Yeah, but you ain't been with somebody for 5 years, though.
I did four.
You did four? Did four. Was that who he was in the car talking about?
Yeah.
I did six.
All right, man.
I did six, and he left me for a bitch and had a baby by her. I wished him the best.
Yo, listen. Some niggas you can leave and they will be okay about it. They may hurt. Some niggas you could leave or you could not fuck with them and they may act like Tory Lanez. You see how I made that shit come full circle? I think I did. Yo, ladies, do y'all have some shit that y'all need to get off before we get off this bitch?
No. Did you, Cartel?
Yo, listen. Big shouts out to everybody. I didn't even prepare a fucking fucking leap song.
But
nah, you got some business joints?
While you get that, I got some black business. Shouts out to Arts by Allie, Alex Harper. Out here selling some dope pics. Y'all hit her up.
Yeah.
She'll be tagged
paint,
in
she
it.
She paint, right?
Yeah, she paints.
You saying pics like she on the Kodak side. You gotta get you got man.
My fault.
The artistic vision painting. On a canvas.
There you go. On a canvas.
Come on, you gotta sell my show. Hey, man.
Who else we got?
Shout it out. She sells it herself.
Facts.
Then you already know I got to shout out DC Athletics, man. Y'all go ahead and follow on the gram.
You know the fucking vibe.
Yeah, I know the vibes. Train hard, be great.
Quick PSA real quick.
What's up?
To all y'all servers that think y'all entitled to tips and shit,
do
not think that you're entitled to tips. And I do still tip when I get bad service, but this server literally gave me some water, and it was bubbly. And I said, yo, I'm not paying for this if it's Sprite.
Right.
You feel me? Thank you. I'm not paying for this. Oh, she's like, it's water. I said, no, it's not. Like, you obviously the suds and the bubbles. You feel me? She takes the water, opens her mask up and drinks it, and said, oh, no, this is not water. And at that moment, I told her, I said, I don't want it no more. But
Wait. She drank the shit on you.
She drank to try it and see if it was water or not.
She drank the shit that she gave you.
Yeah.
Oh, she
in wild. Front of me.
Where the fuck was she water?
At where?
Shooters on the water. So
shooters on the water.
And for that, yeah. and also too, for that food to be the price it is, not saying it's expensive, but the price it is, motherfuckers gonna be dressed the damn part. But hey, you fucking servers out there, if y'all trying to get this check and shit, act like you wanna motherfuckers.
I'm not gonna deep dive in that. I don't have a don't be a dummy, but I tell you what, don't be a fucking dummy if you're not about to head over to Coffee and Cream shit and fucking like and subscribe. If you're not going to share this shit, like, yo, we need y'all to support them the same way y'all come through for us. So big shouts out to them for fucking coming through and talking shit
also
with us.
Also, too, disclaimer about them, they don't really drink coffee. They drink, like, mocha frappe and shit like that.
No, disclaimer. I drink coffee. I drink black coffee with no cream and no sugar. So,
yo, listen.
It's that serial killer vibes, but it is what it is.
Yo, shouts out to y'all. Shouts out to everybody that support them. Big shouts out to the people that support us.
With our bullshit.
Facts. Big shouts out to, listen, yo, we want y'all to also start listening on Spotify too, man. Get them Spotify numbers up the same way y'all come through for Apple Podcasts. So big shouts out to everybody that's been streaming and supported us since we got back. We're going to keep bringing y'all this fire. Fuck it. Content, and we stepped the fucking audio up. Now listen, since we talking about niggas fighting for their fucking love, man, and fighting for the people that they care about, man, I want to leave out on an R&B-ish vibe. We haven't really left out on some shit that really make you go through the fire and the walls for somebody.
This is our third episode of music, Dev.
And we're always gonna play music.
Okay, I'm just saying, like you saying, like a long time, like you ain't been doing it.
Oh, we're always gonna play music. Yo, listen. Yo, listen, check. We about to get out of here, man. Y'all have a good fucking week. If y'all listen to this, it's Tuesday. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Done. You got anything you need to say? Johnny, you got something you need to say?
Keep it locked.
Give me a year one time.
Yeah.
I can see if love's so dangerously, you're not trusting your heart.